You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Thursday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to two contests at Market Racing, one from Wincanton and one from Chelmsford City. We've also got racing from Lingfield Park on a busy old Thursday, and you'll hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio in the company of Darren Owen, Paddy Aspel and Chris Pimlott. They'll be joining you for all of the action on Thursday afternoon. But ahead of all that, joining myself, Sam Norris, on today's edition of the podcast is Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, Sam.
Good, very good. Been enjoying the opening stages to the jump season. We're really getting into the swing of it now.
Yeah, it's been good. There's been some real good action, and it was great to see some of our National Hunt stars bouncing back at the weekend. More of that, you know, after an interrupted campaign last year, only meeting the track on one occasion, bounced back, done really well on his chasing debut. And of course, Sprinter Sacra. I don't think too many people seen that coming, but you know, when he did produce it, you know, it was brilliant to see him back to his best. It really was. He jumped well, he attacked his fences, and he pulled well clear of his field in an easy style. So let's hope he can build on that and go on again from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the exception of Forheen, all of last season's protagonists have come back and made a winning reappearance.
Yeah, it's still early days, and it's good to see them, you know, everybody come back safe and sound and ready to get on with the campaign. That's what's so good about the National Hunt game, isn't it? These stars come back year after year, and I'm sure that was just a blip for Forheen, and I would expect to see the real Forheen over Christmas time at Kempton in a race he won last year, the Christmas Hurdle.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not as if Nichols Canyon wasn't a big player last season either, won a lot of grade ones in his own right. It's not as if it's a massive shock defeat.
And when he gets to the front, he's a hard horse to pass. He's tough. He can dig it out, and that's exactly what he did. So, very useful performance from Nicholas Canyon. And although came out of somewhat of a surprise, I believe, to Connections, because both horses had worked together prior to the race. And I believe Forheen ran out a convincing winner of that piece of work. So, but you can never tell until they get on the racetrack. And obviously Willie Mullins, he's going to have a real strong team to go to war with again this winter, isn't he?
Yeah, he certainly will. From one Rich Ritchie horse to another then, we're going to see Duvan make his eagerly anticipated chasing debut over fences at Navan at the weekend. The 9-4 favourite with us here for the Arkle. Didn't really put a toe out of line last year, and looking forward to him going over fences this term, Craig.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Willie Mullins has a habit of getting it right with campaigning his horses, doesn't he? And Duvan, who, you know, although the way he attacked these hurdles last year, it wouldn't have been the biggest surprise to see them, you know, keep him over hurdles and have a go at the champion. Obviously, they've got, you know, so many horses to try and fit round campaigns and place them, you know, to good effect. But obviously, Duvan, they see him as a chasing type. They're not hanging around. He's not had a lot of experience over hurdles, but he was very, very exciting last year. Particularly, you know, the highlight was the Supreme Novices hurdle win. And you would imagine he'll be a leading candidate for the Arkle come March.
Yeah, really looking forward to it, to his seasonal reappearance. Front page of the Racing Post this morning then has Nicky Henderson talking up the chances of Bobsworth for this year's Hennessy. Well, certainly says that he'll have a nice weight in the race. Won the event in 2012, and we saw him bounce back to form on his seasonal reappearance, leading home, Simon Sig. He's a 9-1 shot with us here, possibly with Konigri spreading a plate. There's a question about him. Is he nicely weighted, or is this just Nicky Henderson with a bit of emotion?
I think it could well be a very good description, Sam. Don Cossack, do you think he will take his chance? Because, you know, if we do lose Don Cossack and Konigri, the weights are going to rise. So it will make his task harder. He obviously is well weighed at the moment, 10'4", but he's 10 now, and you have to go back to 1981 to find the last 10-year-old to win the Hennessy. So, Yeah, I think you'll need to, you know, build on what we've seen on his return. I don't think that performance would be good enough to win a Hennessy. He will need to improve upon that again if he's to win it. There's a lot of promising horses in the race. I wouldn't be rushing to take the, what did you say, 9-1?
Nines, yeah.
I wouldn't be rushing to take the 9-1 at the present time.
Yeah. Do you think if, had Simon Sigg not come after that lengthy layup and he was fully tuned up, he would have got the basing of Bobsworth?
He could well have done, yeah. He could well have done on that occasion. Bobsworth, you know, in a way got the run of the race, and the way that particular contest developed, it did suit Bobsworth. So he will find it much tougher in a Hennessy.
Yeah, it would be some story if he was to reign victorious at the Hennessy, but it looks likely to go the way of one of the other few ones that we've got in there, Craig. There's a lot of good horses in the betting for the Hennessy.
There is, and obviously it's still wide open in terms of, you know, what horses is going to line up in the contest, and in terms of from an anti-post point of view, there's nothing really appeals, you know, at this stage to really get stuck into until we see the final declarations and we see how the weights are. And I think that's the time to start attacking the race, Sam.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Looking forward to the Hennessy then next week. But this weekend, of course, we've got one of the big National Hunt fixtures early on in the season, the Betfair Chase. Of course, Sylvian Arco-Conti is the even money favourite for this. Q Card 11-4, Dynast 8-1, Ballynagore is 10s, Hollywell's 10s, Menora is 16-1, and it's 20-1 for Alfalin's Boy. No real big surprises that line up for the race, Craig. A lot of these were opposed in it last year, and that £1 million bonus for the Triple Crown has been somewhat ignored by our friends over the Irish Sea.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a shame, really, considering the you know, the carrot dangling of £1 million for the three races. And we're talking about the Irish Sea, but I thought, you know, the one horse that looked like he would be suited to all three races is Conigree. Mm. You know, he's probably the biggest disappointment that he doesn't line up here, because we know Kempton suits his attacking style. He's a last defending champion of the Gold Cup, so, you know, that course plays to his strength. And, you know, I wouldn't have seen a problem with Haydock if he was set off at the front and attacked these offences like he did all of last season, or on his return to action this year. Then he would have been a big, big player.
I think he could probably beat this field, couldn't he?
He would have definitely, yeah. He would have been a short price to beat this field. And you would have fancied him to take the £1 million pot.
Yeah.
So it's a shame that he doesn't line up. And obviously Sylviano Conti, who has won this race for the last couple of years, is obviously going to be the horse to beat. But I think what is interesting here, Dynast last year, he gave him a fright, and that was on his seasonal reappearance. He's had two runs this year. He had a run in France that looked like would bring him on, and he finished second to Q Card in the Charlie Hall Chase. So he comes here a much fitter horse than he did 12 months ago, and I think he'll get a lot closer. You know, if there was to be any value against the favourite at this stage, I think it would have to be Dynast at 8-1.
Okay, yeah, 8-1 then, Dynast. Core of the odds place 1-2, obviously just the 7 runners, only the front two places to aim for, but really looking forward to that coming up on the weekend. We must move ahead then to some action on Thursday now. We've got four races to preview, two from Market Raisin, which we'll start with, then one from Wincanton and one on the all-weather from Chelmsford City, but we start with Market Raisin's 1:30. A 2 mile, 5 furlong handicap chase here. It's a class 3 event with 10 runners down to go to post. What did you like the look of in this one, Craig?
Yeah, there's a couple that come out well here for me. Cloudy Bob, bit of a course specialist for Pat Murphy, finished third here last time behind Viva Steve. 3 miles just stretches his stamina. You know, 2 mile, 5 is absolutely perfect for him. These are his optimum conditions. We know he goes very, very well at this track. And off a mark of 119, I think he'll take a lot of beating in this race. The other one that I do like is Rio Milan. You know, he proved his stamina for 3 miles at Ludlow last time. He's a horse that is suited to right-handed tracks, Rio Milan. But the worry with him is the form of the Fergal O'Brien yard at the moment. They've gone a good few weeks without a winner now. There have been a couple off at the crossbar, but it's been a good few weeks before it's been a good few weeks since they last had a winner. Cloudy Bob is the one to be with here for me in the 1:30.
Okay, Cloudy Bob then for Craig, for Pat Murphy and Leighton Aspel in the 1:30. We'll move ahead to the 2:05 now at Market Raisin, a handicap hurdle here over 2.5 miles. Again, we've got the 10 runners that line up for this one. What caught the eye?
Yeah, Brian Ellison, I think, has got a big chance here. We're Gone Forever, a horse that won a novice hurdle here at this track last year. He beat Atlantic Gold on that occasion, form that has been franked recently. Atlantic Gold, a winner at Cheltenham. at the showcase meeting, and he ran with great credit for the second half of last season. He re-emerged at Aintree this time around in a decent handicap. You know, optimistic bias dead heated on that occasion with Sykes of Philip Hobbs, and the Philip Hobbs horse has gone on to score again since then. So that looked strong form, and it was also looked like a race that would bring him on. I don't think he's badly handicapped. The handicap has dropped him to a mark of 122. There should be a good pace on here with the likes of Brave Spartacus in the lineup, and I think you'll get the race run to suit off 10 stone 9. I think Gone Forever could be a decent each way bet in the race.
Gone Forever then, Brian Ellison and Danny Cook getting the vote for Craig in that 205 at Market Racing. We'll go on to Wincanton now for their 150. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. 9 of them are set to line up for this one. Who's on the shortlist?
Yeah, Miles to Memphis looks an interesting contender here. He reappears after a break of 342 days. He was a very good bumper horse for Alan King. He won at Kempton, and he followed up under a penalty at Ayr. He was sent off a very short price favourite for his hurdling debut at Fontwell, and he made very hard work of that race. I think basically he just found the trip around Fontwell a little on the sharp side. Once his stamina kicked in later on, he looked like a horse that would appreciate a little bit further over hurdles. His two subsequent runs came again over 2 miles at Leicester and Cheltenham. We didn't see him again after December. I just think he's a well-handicapped horse of 120, and he steps up in trip here for his handicap debut. I think that could be the key to the horse, and I think he'll go very well here on his return, Miles to Memphis.
Miles to Memphis then, Alan King and Wayne Hutchinson for Craig in the 150 at Wincanton. We'll take in one now from the all-weather at Chelmsford City. This comes up at 6.05, a 7 furlong handicap for us here. Back on the flat, Craig, everyone very much in national hunt mode. But what did you make of these?
Yeah, good race, you know, for Chelmsford. They're a real good race, this. There's a couple that make the shortlist. Georgian Bay for Carl Burke. I think the drop back to 7 furlongs will suit him. He was slightly hampered and unfortunate at Lingfield just 5 days ago. He's sure to go well off the same mark of 97. But there's a real progressive horse in the race, and Marco Botti's Crazy Cheek, horse that won at Kempton over 7 furlongs and followed up at Lingfield. He is a hold-up horse, and he needs a strong pace, and we know Chelmsford can suit prominent aggressive runners. So that is the slight concern, just with the bias of the track at the moment. But he's a real improving type, and off a mark of 93, I'm going to take him to complete the hat-trick.
Okay, Crazy Chic then for Marco Botti, and a man who is an absolute expert on the all-weather surface, Luke Morris, in the plate for that. 6.05 at Chelmsford. Just remind us, please, then, Craig, one more time, your 4 selections for the action on Thursday.
In the 1.30 at Market Raisin, Cloudy Bob. In the 2.05 at Market Raisin, we're going for an each-way bet on Gone Forever. In the 1.50 at Wincanton, Miles to Memphis for Alan King. And finally, in the 6.05 at Chelmsford, Crazy Chic for Marco Botti.
Okay, there we are, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth ahead of all of Thursday's action. And you can hear it all live from midday on William Hill Racing Radio with Darren Owen, Paddy Aspel and Chris Pimlott in the studio. We start on the all-weather at Lingfield. 2 jumpers from Market Raisin and Wincanton, and back on the all-weather in the evening at Chelmsford City. There's also an Irish card at Thurles, so do join us for all of the action on Thursday afternoon. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Craig, and best of luck on Thursday.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.